This past week, this Holy Week, we have entered into the depths of the Paschal mystery, seeing Christ enter Jerusalem as King on Palm Sunday, seeing Him crucified with the criminals on Good Friday. Earlier on Holy Thursday, we were able to gather with Him in the upper room to celebrate that gift of the Last Supper, in which He taught us what it means to love, in which He gave us the gift of the priesthood, in which He gave us the gift of His love in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. My brothers and sisters, last night we gathered as a church in this triumphant Easter vigil to celebrate Jesus Christ truly risen from the dead, and to celebrate that His life continues to pervade this earth, as five people were brought into Holy Communion here in our midst, four of them receiving baptism, Holy Confirmation and Holy Communion for the first time. How joyous an occasion. How beautiful it is. Truly we can say with the psalmist that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Because the astonishing event of the resurrection of Jesus is essentially an event of love. The Father's love in handing over His Son for the salvation of the world. The Son's love in abandoning Himself to the will of the Father for all of us. The Spirit's love in raising Jesus from the dead in His transfigured body. And there is more. There's the Father's love which newly embraces the Son, enfolding Him in glory. The Son's love returning to the Father in the power of the Spirit, robed in our transfigured humanity. From today's solemnity, in which we relive the absolute once and for all experience of Jesus' resurrection, we receive the appeal. Be converted to God's love. Let His love enter into your hearts to break through the tomb of a stony heart, to give you a divine heart, a heart that loves with God's love divine, that joy that exceeds all joy, that hope of the resurrection through which we can rest tranquil and steadfast, confident that we have eternal life. That it has been given to us because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and He was buried, He descended into hell, and He rose again. We have great hope, and our hope is based on His truth. He was slain for our salvation. He was the Lamb offered as the finally acceptable sacrifice. And so we are called to let that love transfigure our hearts and to so imitate our Redeemer, who is gentle and lowly in heart, who is the rest for our souls, that we may share that joy with all the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let our hearts not be closed to the omnipotence of this redeeming love. Jesus Christ died and rose for all. He is our hope, the true hope of every human being. He is our hope, just as He was the hope of the disciples. We see them run to the tomb. And it says John, since it's John writing the gospel, he's a little bit more modest in saying it's himself. He says, the one whom He loved saw and believed. My brothers and sisters, today you come to the church to believe. To believe in Jesus Christ. To believe that He has the power to save you from your sins. To believe that He wants to share with you His love, His joy, His hope. He wants to give you His peace. He says to His disciples, and He says to each and every one of us, I am with you always, all days, until the end of the world. And my brothers and sisters, truly He is with us, even today, in our midst. We can fix our eyes on His body on the cross, but with the eyes of our mind, with our soul, we can fix them upon our Lord in the Eucharist. It is an ancient custom that carries on to our day in some ways, though most of us have seemed to have forgotten the meaning of it, of having a napkin at table. When the ancient custom would be that when you are at table, when you are coming back to the table, you would take the napkin off your lap, you would fold it up nicely, you'd place it on the table, and then you would leave, and then you would come back, and it would be nicely folded. You could sit down and unfold the napkin, place it back on your lap, and continue to dine. However, when you were through, you would just take the napkin off your lap, kind of roll it up, place it on the table, and it was a sign that you were done. Our Lord, in the tomb, leaves a sign that he is not done with us. It says that they entered in and they saw the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place, waiting to come back. And so he comes back to us each and every Mass as we unfold the cloths and we place the corporal upon the altar and we prepare to receive him in his body and blood. Last night, as I mentioned, five persons entered into full communion with our church. They received for the first time the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We too, today and every day, are invited to still dine with the Lord, to receive him in Holy Communion. Those five people from our church join with the more than 250,000 people in churches throughout the United States in coming into full communion with our church. We see that the Lord is truly still at work in the hearts of those who believe, converting them to his true church. My brothers and sisters, rejoice that you are here in the church of God on this Easter Sunday. Rejoice that Jesus Christ offers you the gift of divine life, the gift of divine love. Rejoice that he who has risen from the dead promises solemnly to be with you in your joys and in your sorrows, in your hopes and in your fears, in your crucifixions, and in your resurrections. Jesus Christ is with us. He has not left us and gone away, leaving us orphans. He is with us. And he is most especially with us through the sacraments. And so how glorious that we were able to celebrate the sacraments last night. And how glorious that we can continue to celebrate the sacraments today. Let us do so, though, with the heart of the apostles, who ran with joy to the tomb, who ran from the tomb with joy back to the apostles, to the others in the upper room, to report that which they had seen. My brothers and sisters, let us go forth from this church, filled with joy, and run to share it with the world. For Jesus Christ has risen. He is not in the tomb. He is with us. He is with his Father in heaven, and he brings us through him into heaven. Rejoice and be glad, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be joyful in him. Let us find our gladness in him. And let us come to the feast of heaven and earth today, that we may receive that entry into the feast of heaven and earth in eternity.